Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Three types of actions very much appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. One, in some way to exalt the name of Allah Ta'ala, or to exalt, assist, support any work of deen. You'll see to this study the hadith of the Quran a bit more deeper, you'll find that the reward, that high reward, is for this. I look at the hadith, which says, the one that makes miswak and performs namaz, his reward is multiplied 70 times. Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, what is the essence of this hadith? The essence of the hadith is, you are showing respect and concern for a command of Allah Ta'ala. Namaz is a command, and you're not just doing it as a routine. You're not doing it just going through the motions, but you're considering the fact that you're going to be in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and as such, your mouth needs to be clean, have a sweet smell. So you realized His presence, you realized your being before Him, you have the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, and then you're doing this namaz. So that realization, that consciousness, that concern, now it just escalates at reward 70. The other one is going to get the reward, but his reward won't be as this person here. Now, as a cursory glance, just look at any other command, you'll find the same theme. You see that hadith which speaks about Friday, right? And the one that takes all the pain to make ghusl on this day, clean clothes, ether, come earlier to the masjid, sit in the front rows, listen carefully and attentively to the imam. Now what is this? Showing importance again. So the one reward is, we hear about that person that is coming first is like slaughtering one camel. See, again, showing significance. And the other hadith is showing that for every step, an entire year of Qiyamul Layl, an entire year of fasting. So, what's the common theme? Respect. He had the respect for the Jummah, and he didn't just do it as a routine. He took all the pain, the trouble to come early, to dress up correctly, to listen, and to be near the Imam, show importance to this command of Allah Ta'ala, and now see that reward is multiplied. The one that just did it now as a casual thing, he'll get his reward, but he won't get this reward. Where the reward is multiplied, one step and one year of Qiyam will lead. One step and 1 year of Sawm. Just one step. So what's the common thing? Again, showing respect. It is important that in this these hadiths, we look for ways how we can apply it within our context. Some of my relatives, when they had been for Hajj, 63, 64, 65, so they would make it a point to visit Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi. Great Muhaddis. Passed away in Medina Munawwara. The student of Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi. And it was he that preserved the notes of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi, what we know as Faizul Bari. So he explained to those relatives that had visited him, see, you are living in an Islamic minority. So you must do things to preserve your faith. Like one of the things you can do is you will respect the day of Jummah. Normally, we have the tendency of rejoicing on a Sunday, going out, wearing good clothing, spending a little bit more on a Sunday or on a Saturday night. Right? So Sunday is special. The breakfast also is special. You're going out for a night outing. So everybody looks forward to that Sunday. You look forward to it, your wife will look forward to it, and your children will look forward to it. So now he says that you just change the whole thing around to Friday. That whatever good you need to do, whatever additional happiness you need to show in the food, in your clothing, whichever other way, in place of doing it on a Sunday, do it on a Friday. So the children will look forward to a Friday. A Friday will come, we'll get some spending, maybe some better food, do a better clothing. From a tender age, the child is identifying with the Friday. If you're not going to do it, the Friday will be less like just an ordinary day of the week. Like Monday is an ordinary day of the week, and Friday will be just an ordinary day of the week. But you take the trouble showing some additional importance of Friday. They will sit and read Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf. You explain and extol the virtues of Friday. You show more kindness to them on a Friday. So now these tender hearts, impressionable minds, they are looking forward to the coming of a Friday from Sunday. From Sunday they're waiting now. When this Friday is going to come. When is Friday going to come? Okay. So in all this, you'll find that the bottom line, that whole theme is showing respect. Any command, any... In India, there was one person notorious. So he wrote a book against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some people make it their business speak out against the Nabi, to speak against Deen, to speak against the Quran Sharif, against the Hadith, that becomes the business. Like, as though they can't live, they can't find enjoyment without doing this. You've had this always, and you will have this always. Normally, the punishment of Allah Ta'ala doesn't come to a non-believer, like how it comes to a believer. It will come to a believer for different reasons, and it will come to a non-believer for different reasons. It comes to a non-believer for three reasons, basically. One is oppression. The non-Muslim is oppressing, then divine punishment will come. Any nation that is oppressing outright is becoming cruel. Like you see Fir'aun, يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. Oppression, wholesale oppression. And then, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ. We took him and we just threw him into the ocean. So normally Allah Ta'ala will not punish the non-Muslim for the same reasons that you would punish a Muslim, right? So one is zulm, oppression. One is sin and transgression that is beyond the limit, totally beyond the limit. Like you see the people of Lut al-Islam, they're being punished. And they went into sin, but beyond the limit, absolutely beyond the limit. Sodomy, man on man, woman on woman. So they went totally, totally, totally against, away. فَجَعَلَ عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا We turned the world, the whole earth around, the whole land of this, we turned it around. Now too, you go past there, you will see traces of that punishment. You can actually see how the sea is, you know, under, it's so deep down. Normally the sea is like on land level, the earth level. This thing is totally different. They call it the Dead Sea. You can't even put your feet there. It's so salty. The salt content, acid content is so heavy. So this was when their sins went overboard. And the third reason that brings the punishment of Allah Ta'ala to a non-Muslim is when they begin to disrespect Quran or a Nabi, they vilify, they disrespect things of deen openly they want, then Allah Pak's stick comes up. So there was one Alam Deen India, and some person had written a kitab against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Alam Deen, he heard the talk of some alim, I think it was Allama Ataullah Shah Bukhari Sallallahu. And he said, no, I haven't got any deeds, I need to get something. For my akhirat, I need to do something. The least I can do is come on the defense of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He got his chance and he went and killed him. It was the time of the English, they apprehended him straight away. Now, it's a Muslim and a non-Muslim issue. The government is trying to quell the whole thing, to suppress the whole thing. And they told that Alam Deen, that all you need to do is say that you are free of the charges and we will throw the case out. He said, no, I'll never do that. I'll come into court and I will say that I did this. I'll say it and I will say it openly, irrespective of the consequence, but I will say it. He stood on his guns and he appeared and he said, no, I'm guilty of this crime. Anyway, as the day of his execution came close, so the guard that is with him, you know, he's in a special cell. So the guard that is with him, he notices a special light in that quarter of the cell where that Alam Deen is. And for that night, he saw Alam Deen to be a little bit restless, contrary to his usual. So I said, why are you so restless? It is by your need to execute me, hang me, do it quickly now. Because I can't see Nabi Sallam and the Sahaba waiting for me like this. I'm keeping them in suspense. I don't want to see this thing here. See? What he did, when he stood up for his guns, you know, I did this, I'm guilty of this, and you can carry on your procedures. For my deen, I haven't done anything. At least I did this much. So anything that relates to the respect of deen, don't consider a small command as a small command. in one town. And totally illiterate woman, ignorant and illiterate woman, she is in the throes of that. And she's talking in a total foreign language. The town people also all illiterate and ignorant. They can't read Quran Sharif, they don't know anything. So from a distant town, they call her Mulana. She's saying something in a foreign language she's speaking. The Mulana is surprised. What was the woman doing? All ignorant people. But watch what she's doing. They got curious, but why are you asking? So she says that this woman is saying, Hadhani Rajulani Yakulani Udkhuli Al Jannah. There's two angels that are sitting before me, and they're instructing me to enter into Jannah. And Mulana is asking, but what was she doing? She's ignorant, people say, illiterate woman, doesn't know anything. What was she doing? She's as illiterate as she was, but she had a lot of respect for the Azan. Azan goes, and she will make sure that colony where she was living. You know, I have a block of flats, people all living together. So she will ensure that nobody makes noise at the time. There must be dead silence. Till the azan is gone, the namaz is performed, then you want to make noise, you make noise. But as long as the azan and the namaz is going, you just keep quiet. Remain absolutely silent. And she would become physical sometimes. Someone is talking or giving one on two shots. Old lady now, nobody minds. So she had the deep respect for the azan and for namaz. Her ignorance is in its place, but the respect that she showed. So this respect, وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, showing respect to any symbol, significant symbol of Islam. Is very, very dear to Allah Ta'ala. Liked, dear, and appreciated. In this whole Hajj, then you look, one important thing that Hajj is teaching you is the symbols of Allah Ta'ala again. وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. So one of the important things the Hadith is teaching you is to respect and to show love to these things here, to show respect and to show a attachment to these things. Not just going there now, you make 100 umrahs and all that, 100 hajj, but no respect, just as though you're taking a walk in your backyard, in your granny's flat, you're walking around. Don't come like that. Come with all that deep respect. Learn respect. Learn how to show respect. And even if it is not 50 Hajj and Umrah, it is made 5. But you did it with the deepest respect. Now your Hajj is at a different level. Your Umrah is at a different level. You're coming again and again repeatedly, but no respect. Coming there, shopping, talking. Don't understand what is the importance of the place. They say that Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi, he saw the Tabi'in and the Tabi' Tabi'in. So he saw the golden era of Islam. So when he had come to the Baytullah, he saw that the special light that comes on the Baytullah, I don't see it here. Now the Baytullah has got a special tajalli, special light. According to your spirituality, you can see that, you can perceive the thing. So when he came in and he sees that, I don't see that special tajalli. Then he was told to him the special light is going to receive Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullahi. Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi was quite surprised that he did his Hajj walking, see. And in the whole road, a lot of Nafil Namaz he was reading, came on foot. But then this special tajalli went to receive Hazrat Rabia Basriya. He thought he should have got that light. The special tajalli, he thought he'll deserve it. So he found out now, why is it that the light and the tajalli went to receive Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So he just told him that you perhaps was performing namaz very regularly on the road. You're making sajda on the road. And Hazrat Rabia, from the time she stepped out of her house for Hajj, from that point till she came here, her heart was in sajda. Her heart was in sajda, in respect. Glorification, admiration. Allah Ta'ala, from the time she stepped out of her house till now, so much of respect she showed, so much of love, and so much of submission. Her heart was in submission all the time. So you see this special light that you get at the Baytullah is because of this. Respect, muhabbat. So you need to learn these things here. And then the Hajj that is farz cannot be delayed, obviously. But that doesn't mean that you mustn't learn respect. Now, from the time you're stepping, talking to women freely, talking to the hostess, going for a Nafal Hajj or a Nafal Umrah, and leaving out farz namaz. Haram things are committed, talking to women openly, freely at the foyer, at the reception, at the basement, talking, eating anything, meeting anybody. All the respect is gone. Now you expect that Hajj or that Umrah to be accepted. I don't say you will not get the sawab, but the real benefit you didn't gain. What you're supposed to get at the Baytullah, you will not get that. So in this age, when I look at the conditions in this age, I feel the greatest jihad is two things. One is to realize the command of Allah Ta'ala. To realize not to mix it up, not to dilute. One is to realize it, that you don't dilute it, trying to make everything permissible. And number two is to show respect to it. One is to understand, to acknowledge that it is a command of Allah Ta'ala, not diluting, not trying to legalize everything. And number two is to show it the greatest respect. Small thing or big thing. You don't have to be a very great mullah. And you don't have to be standing the whole night in ibadah. But yes, what you need to do is to show a lot of respect. Whether it is a namaz, whether it is muazzin, whether it is the masjid, even a Muslim, and more especially an old Muslim, to show regards and respect to him. A Muslim that is elder than you, because he is older in Islam. See, there's a special dua that the Quran speaks about. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Those brothers of us that are ahead of us in Iman, who excelled, who came before us in Iman. Older, they accepted Islam, or they were in Islam before us. So this dua is showing you that you must respect that old Muslim. The Muslim that is elder than you, then he's got a reason for you to respect him. That he came into Islam before you, whether he was born or he accepted Islam before you. So there's a reason for you to show respect to him. Whichever way, call him by some respectable title, speak to him with respect, appreciate the good that he's doing. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. By the same token, any person that is cooperating and helping in a dini activity. In your area, out of your area, but is helping, is supporting any dini work. Any work that pertains to the Muslims, to Islam, but he's helping out, he's cooperating. We don't say he'll be the perfect person. There'll be some mistakes here and there. He'll be 1 cent short, 2 cent short. He'll have mistakes. But look at the broader picture that he's helping the cause of Islam. So just try and cover his faults and look at the broader picture that he's supporting the cause of Islam. Because he's supporting the cause of Islam, in whichever way, whether it's Tabligh Jamaat, whether it's whichever way, we need to respect him. We're not doing it, he's doing it. A lot of youngsters are coming to namaz. A lot of youngsters' lives are completely off, they're coming right. So at least he is doing something. If he's doing something, then we will support, we will assist, we will help. And the least we will do is respect them. Respect them in different ways. They came to your area, so you received them nicely. They wanted someone as a rehber, take them around for gush, you took them. If you couldn't entertain them, then at least you made some breakfast arrangement. You brought tea there, some biscuits, something. Some form of hospitality that they feel that, no, they respected, they appreciated, they liked. Although they don't need your tea, but your hospitality is appreciated. If they came, so you showed some respect, you went out of your way. In the hadith, there is one muhaddis. They call him Ra'asi. Kya naam hai? Is Abdul Karim Ra'asi or Ri'asi? Yeah. So what he was originally, he had like a takeaway. The takeaway used to make something like you have this paya. So in the old days, the paya and the head used to go together. They call it also sari paya. So he had a takeaway. I'm talking of now, 1,000 years ago, over 1,000 years ago. So one alim came to his takeaway, and he went out of his way to respect him, to feed him, then charge him. Nonetheless, he went away. After that, what happened, over 4 or 5 generations of his, all were great muhaddisin of the time. That you showed that respect to this one person, went out of your way to show respect to him. Allah Pak liked it so much that your generations will be masters and will be specialists in the field of hadith. Wealthy also, and together with the wealth of dunya, dini wealth as well. Just a little bit of respect, you showed that respect to the people. So anybody that is doing some work, dini work, any command of Allah Ta'ala, small or big, look whose command it is. And after you understand whose command it is, now show respect. We will show it and we will talk about it, we will encourage others as well. Quran, how we'll place it, shelf, the Quran that we've got at home, in fact in the masjid also, try and have a cover also with it. Let it be in an elevated place. You're reading, now one is to read from a tablet. When you're reading from a tablet, you will not say it's haram, but you don't get the chance to show respect. In the same screen, all type of things appearing, and the Quran Sharif is appearing. But if it's from the Quran that you're reading, and you'll kiss it, bring it near your chest, you'll hold it high, you'll wrap it nicely, and you'll show all the respect. But I ask you, will you show any respect to a tablet? You don't get the chance to show any respect to the tablet. So why cut yourself away? why move yourself away from respect? Allah
bless you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa al-Aqibatu lil-Muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد ولا نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد ولا نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد ولا نعمة القرآن ولك الحمد ولا نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد ولا نعمة الأولاد ولك الحمد ولا نعمة الأبناء لك الحمد ولا نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله فافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند طرفة كل عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ثبتنا مع الإيمان وعمتنا مع الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من المهديين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وبطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها واتمها علينا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وعملا صالحا متقبلا وتجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشقاق والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقطع عليك إنه لا يضل مواليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم اللهم ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرته ولا عدوا إلا خذلته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وادخلهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة. اللهم ادخلهم الجنة بغير حساب. اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. والله forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are weak, we are ailing, we are physically weak, we are spiritually weak. Allah, help us, guide us, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give us all these good qualities, these brilliant qualities that we hear about. Allah, you change it from theory into practice, Ya Allah. You bring it into our lives. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to obey you, to please you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us adab in our lives, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the ability to display and show that character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that which pleases you. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us humility, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us the tawfiq of practicing upon humility, Ya Allah. Save us from show, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of valuing every second of this life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are going before us, Ya Allah. We see the janazas, we help in the janazas, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this reality hasn't hit us yet, Ya Allah, that tomorrow it can be our turn. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of valuing every second, Ya Allah. Save us from layani, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, save us from those things, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are doubtful. Ya Allah, keep us in those things, Ya Allah, that is completely correct, 100% correct, Ya Allah. Save us from shubuhat. Ya Allah, save us from going into the wrong things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide us. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of protecting our eyes. Give us tawfiq of protecting our tongue. Give us tawfiq of protecting our ears. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of protecting our heart. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of helping and protecting our health. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, our tongue has been speaking all this while. Our eyes have been seeing, Ya Allah. Our ears have been listening. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such, Ya Allah, that now our hearts start listening, our hearts start seeing, our hearts start talking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from riya. Save us from show business, Ya Allah. Make it that we do everything only to please you and to please your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, after all, Ya Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba have done so much, Ya Allah, so deen can come to us. Ya Allah, give us some tawfiq of doing something for deen, Ya Allah. Something, Ya Allah, we got nothing, Ya Allah, we got nothing to show. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we got nothing to present, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have ummeed in your rahmat. Ya Allah, we only have ummeed in your rahmat. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us, grant us your rahmat, grant us your maghfirat. Ya Allah, the last few days of Ramadan is left. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know whether we're going to see another Ramadan. Ya Allah, we don't know if we're going to see such Mubarak moments. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of valuing these moments. Ya Allah, change our lives. Ya Allah, change our lives. Ya Allah, change it. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make these moments, make these minutes, make these seconds a means of a complete change in us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. You become happy with us and make us happy with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our ruh comes, when the time to leave the dunya comes, Ya Allah, make it such that we come to you, Ya Allah, dancing with joy, Ya Allah, happy, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You announce, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Allahumma aminna inda su'ali munkari wa nakir. Allahumma akrimna yawma al-ba'thi, yawma an nalqaak. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you be happy with us. Allahumma bayyid wujuhana. Allahumma bayyid wujuhana. Allahumma yassir hisabana. Allahumma wazin mizanana. Allahumma yammin kitabana. Allahumma thabbit aqdamana ala sirat. Allahumma adkhilna al-jannata bighayri hisab. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, even of glancing at you, Ya Allah, once, Ya Allah, Grant us, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawfiq, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us the ability, Ya Allah, of entering Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, being with your selected, chosen servants. Ya Allah, give us good company in this world, Ya Allah. Allahumma yassir lana jaleesan saliha. Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it possible that we have good company in this world. In the akhirat also, Ya Allah, you give us good company. In qabr, Ya Allah, you give us good company. Ya Allah, make it such that we are always surrounded by good company. Ya Allah, whatever little dua we have made, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for our shortcomings. We don't even know how to ask, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but what we do know, Ya Allah, is that you are full of rahmat. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds. And Ya Allah, whatever we ask for, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are limited by what we know. Ya Allah, you know what is good for us. You grant us that, Ya Allah. Grant our families. Ya Allah, grant the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khairat and barakat and anwarat. Ya Allah, save us from sin. Save us from your disobedience. And don't make it such that we ever disobey, Ya Allah. And if we have to slip, Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, like that father who holds his child's hand to cross that busy intersection. Oh Allah, you don't leave us, Ya Allah. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. Wa'izna min shururi anfusina. Ya Allah, don't leave us, Ya Allah. Don't leave us for one second, Ya Allah. You hold our hand and cause us to enter into Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma salaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.